Wat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is heavily surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Miss Korea, Lely Manino, Evaselia with Krisye. Krisye is one of the legends of Indonesian song, and this song is always be a banger for me. So let's dance together in Indonesia today.
Jadi cuita kala cinta menggoda, tak peduli jika surga dan neraka tak pernah ada, yang penting kau ada meski tanpa pernah.
Dan rasa yang ku mau kau tunggu.
Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, and wherever you are, you can always watch and listen to our program from our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and of course our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand.
Telanjang dan benar-benar bersih, suci lahir dan di dalam batin. Tengoklah ke dalam sebelum bicara, singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Anugerah dan bencana adalah kehendaknya. Kita mesti tabah menjalani. Hanya cambuk kecil agar kita sadar, adalah Dia di atas segalanya. Oh, oh, adalah Dia di atas segalanya. Jerih-jerih, asap panas membakar, lahar dan badai menyapu bersih. Ini bukan hukuman, hanya satu isyarat, bahwa kita mesti berbenah. Memang bila kita kaji lebih jauh dalam kekalutan, masih banyak tangan yang tega berbuat nista. Oh, Tuhan pasti telah memperhitungkan amal dan dosa kita perbuat. Kemanakah lagi kita akan sembunyi, hanya kepadanya kita kembali.
Tak ada yang bakal bisa menjawab, mari hanya runduk sujud padanya. Memerangi diri, bercermin dan banyaklah bercermin. Tuhan ada di sini, di dalam jiwa ini. Berusahalah agar Ia tersenyum. Oh, oh, berusahalah agar
Lopat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Lopat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Lopat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Lopat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Lopat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Lopat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Lopat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Lopat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Lopat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, yellow fikes, beheading boat races, and many more.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sadarkanlah lelahmu dan ceritakan tentang apapun aku mendengarkan. Jangan pernah kau merasa sendiri. Tengoklah aku yang tak pernah pergi. Bagiku kau tetap yang terbaik. Entah beratmu turun atau naik, karena kata mengapa untuk tak baik-baik saja. Kita hanyalah manusia, wajar jika tak sempurna. Kau merasa guna, lihat hatimu percaya. Segala sesuatu yang pergi bisa diringankan dengan peluk. Kau berkata dunia sedang ramai. Ya, bukan berarti kau mesti berubah. Jadi seseorang yang tak kau ingin, yang menatapmu asing dari cermin. Oh, begitu kau tetap yang terbaik. Entah beratmu turun atau naik, kadangkala tak mengapa untuk tak baik-baik saja. Kita hanyalah manusia, wajar jika tak sempurna. Saat kau merasa guna, lihat hatimu percayalah. Segala sesuatu bisa diringankan dengan peluk. Cinta baru
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Harta yang paling berharga adalah
remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Saat ku jumpa dirinya di suatu suasana, terasa getaran dalam dada. Ku coba mendekatinya, ku tatap dirinya. Oh, dia sungguh mempesona. Inginlah ku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak kuasa. Aku tak tahu harus berkata apa.
I really enjoyed to talk to the women, although I didn't understand them, it was fun to talk to them, and yeah, even to talk by hands and feet, and it was very funny.
Kampung Naga is a village where culture of ancestors is still respected and appreciated. In this kampung, the word pamali or taboo successfully removes curiosity, of its people about something. Well, listener, let's follow our expedition in Kampung Naga, Neglasari Village, Salawu District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. The roaring sound train diesel machine takes us to a place which amazes both natives and foreigners named Kampung Naga. Kampung Naga is a traditional kampung inhabited by a group of people who strongly keep tradition or their ancestors. In this case, Sundanese tradition which remains preserved, they refuse any forms of intervention which may damage the kampung's preservation. As we arrive in Kampung Naga, exactly in parking lot in the edge of valley, we have been welcomed by Kampung Naga villager named Ijat. He is indeed used to welcome every guest who want to find out more the history of his kampung. Generous smile is shown when welcoming us, making tiredness during this trip gone. And the adventure begins.
Jarak tempuh menuju ke Kampung Naga dari sini
500 meters to reach Kampung Naga, but it is in valley, so we need to take stairs with 439 steps.
When we get explanation from Ijat about hundreds of stair steps toward Kampung Naga, we are getting curious. We excitedly pass through the stair steps until we arrive in paddy field and refreshing river flow. Amazement at the originality of the green traditional kampung makes us stunned. We completely enjoy road contour with small stones and traditional building structure in this kampung. Ijat explains the building structure in Kampung Naga.
Di sini kan Kampung Naga di sini mempunyai bentuk bangunan ya. Itu yang disebut bangunan panggung. Atasnya pakai injuk dilapis dengan daun tepus. Kekuatannya kuat 15.
Kampung Naga building is tilt shaped with injuk leaves and it's covered with tepus leaves. It lasts for 15 to 50 years. It's no leaking. On the building there is a horn which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call tilt building is like our body, because the shape is like there is head, middle part, and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of government used in Kampung Naga to manage life of its people to build synergy with the regional government. Without we ask, apparently Ijat knows what we will ask. He then explains more.
Dan di bawah di Kampung Naga mempunyai dua unsur.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and non-formal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, RW community unit, and hamlet head, who is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Custom in Kampung Naga, which is still preserved, that makes Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service fully give the management of Kampung Naga to the heirs of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Sutarman, Secretary of Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service, head.
Karena itu adalah kampung adat ya, Jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para sesepuh.
As it is traditional kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Kampung Naga because they are more competent and it has high idealism and heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about it compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung with 1.5 hectare in size, consisting of 113 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Three other buildings are mosque, Bali or meeting place Kampung, and public rice barn. To preserve the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Ageng. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Ica then explains Bumi Ageng to us.
Ini kan yang disebut Bumi Ageng ya, kalau misalnya mau ngambil gambar dari atas ke bawah itu silahkan. Cuman kalau diarahkan.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Ageng, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Ageng is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used traditional ceremony ritual 6 times a year, like for Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, Idul Adha Islam, Sacred Fast Day, Islamic rites, ancestors of Prophet Muhammad into heaven, Saban or Idul Fitri festivity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony led by Kuncen or Kampung Hat. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of tumpeng or cone-shaped rice and prayer at mosque. Those participating are old men, while women make tumpeng to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful work, pamali or tebu. What does it mean and why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, we listen to Ijad about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat. Seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga.
Everything has mandates like in here for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go to forest, but it is pamali. And that word remains effective because we have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Karuhun, Kampung Naga, and something which is not done by Karuhun are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Kampung Naga. It is still applied obediently in daily life like building house, shape, location and direction of house, ceremony clothes, art and so on. Kampung Naga people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Kampung Naga still stand steadily in the midst of the green valley until now. Table things are also applied in days and months. There are 3 table days in Kampung Naga, namely Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The table days do not prevail for visitors. Kampung Naga people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Kampung Naga in daily life. there are more things that Kampung Naga people cannot do in taboo days and months, like Ijat explained.
Jadi ditabukan itu bukannya ditabu untuk pengunjung, bukan.
So what becomes taboo do not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Isra Mikraj, and Saban.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can cement Kampung Naga as one of traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga.
Masa-masa berdua bersamamu saat itu, canda tawa manis lugu dirimu saat itu.
Aku cinta kamu,
tak ingin aku berpisah sebentar saja. Ku rasakan dunia milik berdua. Aku selalu salah tingkah saat di dekatmu. Kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita. Ada masalah yang pernah kita hadapi
di ini.
Jangan ragu, kau dan aku pasti bisa lewati. Percayalah, aku akan selalu bersamamu. Karena itu sebuah janjiku padamu. Aku selalu salah tingkah saat tidak kamu. Kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita. Di dekatmu, kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita. Aku selalu salah tingkah saat di dekatmu. Kamu tetap yang terindah.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with news. First, the headline. Basarnas urged to strengthen SAR education for the public. OJK said credit channeling to fintech increased in December 2024. And now the news in details. The National Search and Rescue Agency is encouraged to enhance public education on search and rescue procedures. Strengthening communication awareness aims to improve disaster preparedness and response efficiency. The initiative is part of efforts to minimize risk and increase survival rates during emergencies. The next news. The Financial Services Authority reported a rise in credit channeling in fintech companies by the end of 2024. This growth reflects the expanding role of fintech in facilitating financial inclusion. The OJK continues to monitor and regulate the sector to ensure responsible lending practices. And that was the news. It's 2 p.m. I hope you've eaten, dear listener, because it is the time for us to eat lunch. And why not having lunch while listening to this happy and energetic song to deal with the rest of your day, where you can watch and listen through our online streaming at voinews.id in shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital for those of you watching on demand.